Last year was iconic. The fashion, the performances, the experience, you just had to be there. This year, we're leveling all the way up. New venue, new date, brighter lights, and bigger moments. The 6th of December is the date to remember, and Ciela Resort is the place of splendor. Experience nothing but unforgettable moments and a celebration of Christian excellence like never before. Get your tickets today online at the Click and Pay website. Standard tickets are going for only 350 kwacha, VIP tickets 500 kwacha, and VVIP tickets at 1,500 kwacha. RCV Music Awards, celebrating Christian excellence.
MISA urges private media to participate in SADC Media Awards. Kafue receives 600 bags of rice as food support. And DR Congo and M23 rebels sign framework for peace in Qatar. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chiloba. Media Institute of Southern Africa MISA chairperson Lorraine Chisenga has called on journalists from the private media to participate in media awards as this helps them improve journalism skills. These remarks come after the official launch of the 2026 Southern African Development Community SADC Media Awards competition, where Ministry of Information and Media Permanent Secretary Thabo Kaana stressed the need for journalists from private media to participate in such competitions. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Osaka, Mrs. Chisenga encouraged all journalists to participate in these competitions, stating that it helps increase competence and confidence in media professionals. When journalists avoid participating in such competitions, it implies that they are not confident in the work they are doing, said Mrs. Chisenga. Mrs. Chisenga added that the SADC Media Awards are less about competition and prizes, but more of a platform created to help improve journalists' ethical and competent skills, encouraging them to always keep a record of their works for quick submissions once such competitions are launched. She further urged governments to continue providing access to information and creating a safe environment for media practitioners in Zambia.
We do awards, like the MISA Awards, most of the time there are those awards which are not entered, but we recognize people who are out there doing journalism jobs, and we recognize them. We just want to let them know that we are excited with whatever they are doing, and we are happy for them. And then we recognize them as MISA, we give awards as well. So we urge every journalist to be ethical.
Luangwa District Commissioner Luke Chikani has flagged off the distribution of the farming inputs under the Food Security Pack FSP program to over 2,100 vulnerable but viable beneficiaries in the district. Mr. Chikani said the government's vision is to ensure that every household that is vulnerable but viable in the country has enough food, hence the continued implementation of the food security interventions programs. Zanis reports that Mr. Chikani, who was represented by Luangwa District Administrative Officer Priska Kabosha, encouraged farmers to produce as much crops as possible in order to ensure domestic food security. Mr. Chikani further advised the farmers to be wary of the possible devastation of their crops by wild animals, urging them to be proactive by protecting their fields from invasions by elephants. And Assistant Luangwa District Community Development Officer Harriet Piri explained that this is the last time the current beneficiaries are receiving the FSP farming inputs because they have been on the program for 3 years now. Kafue District has received 600 bags of rice, each weighing 50 kilograms, from the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, to strengthen food support for vulnerable households in the area. Kafue District Commissioner Maurice Hikapulwe, who received the consignment on behalf of the district, said the relief food will cushion vulnerable families' susceptibility in times of emergencies or food shortages. Mr. Hikapulwe stated that Kafue District is fully prepared to handle any form of disaster because the government has put in place response mechanisms to ensure timely intervention. He noted that the district disaster management structures are active and ready to distribute the rice to communities in need, especially those identified as being at risk of food insecurity. Mr. Hikapulwe has since commended DMMU for its continued support, adding that the provision of the rice shows the government's commitment to safeguarding the welfare of citizens. Senga Hill Constituency Member of Parliament Henry Skazwe has urged agro dealers in the district to be cautious of scammers attempting to redeem farming inputs meant for deserving farmers under the Farmer Input Support Program, FISIP. Mr. Skazwe has emphasized the need for agro dealers to verify the identities of individuals redeeming farming inputs to prevent fraudulent activities. Zanis reports that speaking during the Breakfast Show radio program on Isunga Radio, the Senga Hill Member of Parliament has since warned farmers against sharing their secret PIN codes. He noted that doing so could expose them to scammers and result in the loss of their inputs. Mr. Skazwe explained that the government's introduction of digital platforms for redeeming farming inputs was aimed at addressing past irregularities that hampered the smooth distribution and collection process. In African news, Rwandan-backed M23 rebels and the government of the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, have signed a framework for peace in the east of the country. The ceremony was held in Qatar, which, along with the US and the African Union, has been trying to mediate an end to decades of conflict in the resource-rich region. Earlier this year, the M23 captured the eastern region's main cities of Goma and Bukavu. Coming up shortly, thousands protest against government in Mexico as clashes leave 120 injured. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support for people living with HIV and AIDS, and you inclusive.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. At least 120 people, 100 of them police officers, have been injured in clashes during anti-government protests in Mexico City, police said. Thousands of demonstrators marched in the Mexican capital on Saturday to protest against violent crime and President Claudia Sheinbaum's government. Sheinbaum said the marches, which also took place in other cities, had been funded by right-wing politicians who oppose her government. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. Media Institute of Southern Africa MISA chairperson Lorraine Chisenga has called on journalists from the private media to participate in media awards as this helps them to improve journalism skills. Kafue District has received 600 bags of rice, each weighing 50 kilograms, from the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, to strengthen food support for vulnerable households in the area. And Rwandan-backed M23 rebels and the government of the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, have signed a framework for peace in the east of